Hello, Dave. Can you hear me, mate?
Yeah, that's better. Can you hear us?
I can hear you too. Fantastic.
Sorry
about that before. I don't know what was going on.
Hey, mate. Brendan, Jamo's about to charge for interviews if you keep holding him up. He said to go put a jacket on.
Oh, he can pay him.
Hang on, mate. I'll put him on.
Pay him in chicken twisties.
He likes to be referred to as the Mudgy Mauler now.
Does he? Okie dokie. The Mudgy Mauler. I'll write that down.
There you go.
Good, mate. The Mudgy Mauler, eh?
Oh, apparently, yeah.
So, thanks for letting us talk to you again, Brendan. Well, yeah, everybody.
That's all good.
We've got Brendan Simpson from Mudgy here, commonly known as the Mudgy Mauler. We lost the other one that we did, mate, a couple of days ago, so we're going to do it again.
Yep.
Cool. So, how have you been?
Oh, good, yeah. Good.
Yeah? What have you been doing?
We went shopping a fair bit, spent too much money.
Yeah.
Looked at Cardiff Castle yesterday. No, the day before yesterday. That was good.
What's Cardiff Castle?
It's a big castle in the middle of Cardiff. I didn't really listen to what they said, so.
Right.
I don't know.
So it wasn't an educational tour?
Oh, it was supposed to be. But I didn't really. The video was weird, so I didn't really get it.
Oh, yeah? So are you playing tonight or what?
Yeah, I'm off the bench, yeah.
Fantastic. You looking forward to it?
Yeah, can't wait.
And what about the boys? You've all been training well?
We had a pretty average training session yesterday, but other than that, we've been training pretty good.
Yeah? What about the training session since you've been in England?
Yeah, they've been a lot better than in France. We didn't really train that well in France, but in England we've been training great.
So the team's coming along nicely together?
Yeah, we're starting to really bond, I reckon.
Fantastic. Just in time for the last game.
Yeah, that's it.
So, mate, we've got some questions like just last time, but I'll ask you again, rightio?
Yep.
Okay, so do you like the French food, and what was your favourite dish?
I didn't really like the French food. It was too much bread for me and just wasn't really that great. Probably my favourite dish was, I don't know, we had this tuna stuff with corn and that was good. I don't know what it was called, that.
What about frogs?
Tuna mornay. I didn't try them.
You didn't?
Yeah.
Snails?
I didn't try these, no. Nah.
I would have had a bit of horse with your bread.
No, I didn't try it. I didn't try that.
Yeah?
No, I don't like a raw horse.
No, I don't blame you. Here's another one. What about the War Memorial? What did you think of that?
It was really inspiring to go there and see, and to see what the Australians did for us back then, and the sacrifices they made for us.
Yep. And how long were you there for?
At the War Memorial, about half an hour.
Oh yeah,
I think so.
Did you get to walk around and all that?
Yeah, we had a good look around. Yeah, it was good.
Fantastic. Here's another question for you, mate. Are the French girls hot?
Yep. Yeah, they are, definitely.
And what about the pommies?
Probably 95% of the French and probably 50% of the pommies.
Really? And some of the other boys were saying there's lots of French girls.
There is a lot of French girls. There is a lot of French girls.
What, more girls than there are blokes?
Probably, yeah. It seems like it.
Cool.
Or maybe I'll just take more notice of the girls.
Oh, yeah. And how did the French... How did you feel the French people reacted to you blokes?
They were generally nice. There was a few arrogant men, but other than that, they were generally nice.
Oh, yeah. Just like everywhere, I suppose, there's nice people.
Yeah. Sure.
And what was your favourite place in France?
Probably Paris. Paris by far.
Yeah? And what did you like there?
There was a lot of good sights to see. There's the Eiffel Tower and the Louvre and stuff like that, and I went down the Champs Elysees and that was good. A lot of shops there.
Yeah.
It's just a good place, it was a good feel. A lot of tourists there, like there was a fair few Australians we saw. It was good to chat to people who spoke English.
Oh, cool. And what about, were you one of the boys that did the shirt off and run around the top?
Nah.
You didn't?
No.
Good.
Nah. I took some photos of them, but...
Did ya?
Yeah.
Send us an email. Email them to me.
Righto.
Anyway, how was the Community Lions game?
That was good. It was pretty tough. It wasn't as tough as a French game, but it was a good game. It was good to get a win off on them.
Yeah, it was a good second half by the boys.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
There's been Ben from the Mudgy Papers sent in a couple of questions for you too, mate.
Yep.
All right, here they come. This is your first time overseas. How are you finding the trip?
It's good. It's great to experience different cultures and have a look around at the different tourist sites.
Oh, yeah? Cool. And what have been the highlights so far?
Probably the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah?
It was good to... It was such an iconic place.
What was the view like from up there?
Oh, it was great. You could see pretty much all of Paris.
Yeah.
All the different sites.
It's pretty huge, eh, Paris?
Yeah, it's a big place.
And, all right, cool. What was the opposition like? How was it different from when you played in Mudgee, like for the New South Wales CHS and New South Wales country teams?
It was a lot tougher. It was... They're really fast up on the line. They get up in your face real quick. And that's a bit different than back home. About the same size, really. Not much difference in size, but they were just a lot tougher.
Yep. Cool, thanks. And how much game time have you had so far, Brendan?
A lot more than I expected. I've played probably most of every game that I've played.
Fantastic. Can't complain about that.
Yeah, that's it.
And how have you been going so far? How have your performance been?
A lot better than I expected. I think if I had a bit more weight, I could punch a little bit better, but for the size of me, I think I'm going alright.
Just trying to run hard, mate.
Yeah.
Excellent. What's it like playing with your teammates?
It's great knowing that a lot of them will end up playing in NRL, and it's good to play with such quality players around me.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Hang on, we'll just grab a screen grab of that. Hang on, just smile so I can take a photo of you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go. Cool. Here's another one. And what have you learnt from this trip?
I've just learned about the different cultures and it's really helped my football education and helped me further my career.
Excellent. So you're not learning much at the castles and things?
yeah, kind of, not really.
You'd be surprised what you do remember, actually, when you think about trips like this back in when you're a bit older.
Yeah.
What are the conditions like over there?
Cold mostly. Cold and miserable. Not much blue skies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what was it like running out in the Australian jumper for the first time, Brendan?
Oh, that was awesome. It was the best feeling I've ever had. Just to run out there and just sing the national anthem. It was just great.
Fantastic. And did you sing at the top of your voice?
I sung as loud as I could, pretty much.
I bet you did. Cole Matthews, he's on the tour there with you. He's one of the biggest influences on your career. How much has it helped having Cole on the trip with you?
It's been great to have that personal touch because he knows me well, he knows my football, and he knows what I need to improve on, so he can speak to me personally and help me out with that.
Cool. Yeah, it's good to have a bit of familiarity when you're away from home so long. Well,
definitely.
Mate, that's been good of you to talk to us. Have you got anything you want to say to your friends and family at home?
Just like to say to everyone back home in Mudgee, I miss you and can't wait to get back there and party.
Fantastic. Good on you, mate. Thanks heaps for your time and good luck to the boys tonight. Hope
you're
going hard. I'll ring back in a couple of minutes.
I'll try.
I'll ring back in 1 minute, right here.
Yep, all right.
See you, Brendan.
Bye.
Thanks, mate.